This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're going back to your phone calls, and we've got Zach, the amazing source, joining us with Key Intel straight ahead as a guest. And then Lily Weaver's coming up. I got a rule. I make callers hold for an hour. I give them all a free T-shirt of their choice. So everybody on hold. I don't care if they're in Mexico. I don't care if they're in New Jersey. I don't care where they are. They all get a free shirt. So let's just get their names, their numbers. I know it's a huge hassle, but I'm just going to do it. Everybody holding. I'm going to get to a lot of you, or all of you, but I want to go with Sam in Mexico. But Nico just ran in. He goes, yeah, did you see this article about Google Home and Amazon's Alexa and all this? They admit in Consumer Watchdog and Consumer Reports, you name it, that they're watching and listening to you and that they're selling the data and that it has a mischief function, so it'll spy on your kids in the house. And listen to what they're saying and what they're doing. And so that gets you into the mode of you have a robot hooked into a corporation that's totally evil watching your kids. I mean, if you had a bodyguard that was in your house, you'd want to trust them or like them. But still, it's weird, okay, as a privacy issue. This is a robot in your house. And they're basically giving them away now because they're getting data on you. And I told you this in 2006 because they started doing it then. We wrote articles and I still tune in to local AM or local FM randomly. And half the time, if I listen 10 minutes, they're attacking me. Because people are paid to do this. And they go, he's the crazy one saying our appliances are watching this. I had my cousin that I've known since I was 1 year old. Over for Thanksgiving. He's a nice guy. Or it was after Thanksgiving. It was an early Christmas party. And he made a joke to me and, you know, said, yeah, my brother thinks, you know, the Alexa's listening, you know, like you do. And it was kind of like, he wanted me to, like, argue with him. I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. It's like, I'm not good for being right and being first to warn you. I'm bad. As everything I say comes true, because it was already happening. It didn't come true. It was true. I'm worse, you see. I'm worse. And see, that's why they got to demonize me and attack me so people go, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be. The message is, we're going to call you a white supremacist if you say you don't want to be spied on in your house by a robot. And if you sell a book about little bunny rabbits and Trump being sweet, we're going to say it's a white supremacist. They actually said that today. So I'm just saying, this is the magnitude of the enemy. This is the magnitude. And the good thing is, so what? To not be these people's slaves, they throw coffee on me or yell at me. 95% of the time, somebody buys my dinner or pats me on the back, and they have such a soul in their eyes. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young. Our listeners have always such incredible souls and are such beautiful people. Even if they're crippled or they're old or they look like a supermodel, they just have electricity in their eyes. And then I see the servants of evil, and they're so hateful. And they hate me so much, and they're just pathetic, and they want to destroy everything. And our forebears had to fight and die to have a little bit of freedom. All I got to do is just stand against them and let them demonize and attack and move forward. But see, they're not targeting me. They're targeting you. They know that I'm going on to the end, whatever the cost is, but they want the message to you that we'll get you if you stick your little head up. I'm sorry to Sam in Mexico, but I'm going to go to you quick here. So thanks for holding. Go ahead, Sam. You're on the air.
I'm praying for you, Alex, and for President Trump and the info war.
Well, thank you. I need it, brother. What's on your mind?
What we're up against is the fourth and terrible beast that the Bible talks about in Daniel and other places. This is the global government that you've been talking about for a long, long time. And now it's finally reared its ugly head. And that's the point. It's coming to pass, just like the Bible said.
I'm going to come back to you if you want to hold. This is important because I know I pontificated. We've got Zach coming up. He's a very important guest that I will get to everybody and Millie Weaver, I promise. But everybody gets a free T-shirt or a bottle of X2 or just tell us what you want. Because I appreciate you holding for an hour, and I've got to break myself of this bad habit. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Free shipping ends this weekend, by the way. Storewide, InfoWarsStore.com.
Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift for the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, the gentleman we have on is anonymous, but he's not anonymous to us. We know his full name. We know who he is. We've confirmed it. And he's been on national news before as a individual with the U.S. military in some of the most secretive areas of counterterrorism, and we'll just leave it at that. And of course, he's formerly out of Florida. He has left and gone to Morocco, where he believes he can give us more information. And again, he gave us devastating info that they didn't even touch in the media on Vegas and exactly, you know, the intel we should look at on what really happened there. And now they admit they're lying about what happened. That's why that just went away. They stopped using that against the guns real quick. And a lot of other information. He's been brought in by the FBI, visited once, brought in by the FBI, the second time brought into the Army. He's not giving us anything classified here. As a citizen, he's pointing out things that are hiding in plain view that people not trained for it won't see. We want to get him on. He hasn't been ready to. Obviously, his lawyers, I guess, have given him the green light. So we're going to break down some very, very important things here on air. And it's why the globalists hate live, unfiltered broadcasts like this, because other people don't do this. And I don't say that they go, oh, look, we're big and bad. I'm just telling you folks that somebody can anonymously put something, you know, out there on the internet. It's like it's manna from, you know, Jesus. And sometimes it's disinformation. Zach is who he says he is and has been in very, very important areas of this whole thing, to be able to give us the information he gives us, and is doing this at a risk to himself, because there's kind of mafia rules to this, at least still in the West, that if you're a real journalist and keep your nose clean, they still don't kill you. But if you've worked in the system, then they think they own you and they kill you. Now, there's a lot of good people in our government, and there's an internal civil war going on for the heart and soul of the country, and it's spilt out in the open now. Okay, so Zach, we appreciate your courage. We appreciate you joining us. Last time you were on, you were in Morocco. Are you still in Morocco?
As of yes, sir. First and foremost, Alex, it's a pleasure to be back on with you. I had to come on and connect some dots. As of yesterday, I'm flown out of Casablanca. I'm actively right now east of Orlando en route to Cape Canaveral to bring up my first point, which is part of four that are critical information that we will discuss here.
Okay, well, go ahead. Your phone's breaking up a little bit, but go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me loud and clear now?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay, first and most importantly, I had to get in touch with Nico about the North Korea information, because what's going on in Cape Canaveral this weekend, it's been, I hope your researchers can kind of, in real time, pick this stuff up with me because it's out there right now. This is Area 59. SpaceX is having a launch this weekend. Weather, it was supposed to happen yesterday, but because of weather, it's going to happen this weekend. It's the SpaceX Falcon 9 with the secret payload Zuma. and that's going to go into orbit, and that is done by SpaceX, but the payload is in conjunction with the U.S. Air Force, that the DOD fulfilled contract.
Now you're not saying anything secret yet, but I want you to be careful here, okay?
No. This is public. It's just people aren't connecting the dots or getting the breadcrumbs yet. You could Google that and find that.
But obviously, North Korea knows. And notice they're suddenly calling for the first time in decades and having marches now calling for peace. Isn't that funny?
Well, okay. I got four major points here, and I got to get to them all because they're all interconnected.
Go through it.
The SpaceX launch, the Falcon 9 with the Zuma, that's Z-U-M-A payload. That's U.S. Air Force. That's going to be done out of what they're calling Area 59. That's not conspiratorial. That's official. That's outside of Cape Canaveral there. And that's Elon Musk fulfilling a DOD contract, which he's done plenty of all of a sudden, which ties into the Spectrum bug. You were alluding to it a couple minutes ago as I was listening. That is the backdoors into the microprocessors of everything. Okay, here's the deal. The Silicon Valley sultans have fell in line because they saw what happened to Schmidt, and they're not untouchable. Elon Musk has picked his side. He's in with DOD, but we have collected a lot of information. I shouldn't say we've collected a lot of information. There's a lot of information being collected, PDFs. It's been mirrored. It's been copied. Class action lawsuits have been filed because of the Spectrum bug in California, Oregon, and most importantly, in weirdly, Indiana. Why Indiana? Well, I could tell you why Indiana. There's some troubling emails between Mike Pence, Stephen Bannon, and we could get into Miles Kwok and how that all works out. Then I got a couple more points here. I'm sorry if I'm jumping, but this stuff's pretty critical.
No, absolutely. Right, continue.
Okay. So the Spectrum bug could be read as spying on, everyday Americans. And make no mistake, whether you're a public official at the highest levels of power, if you're a congressman, a senator, if you happen to be a secretary of state, if you happen to be whatever you are, make no mistake, you use those same devices. So if you think you could bleach them, if you think you could have a house fire and play victim and get rid of them, you are highly mistaken, because the Silicon Valley sultans put the Spectrum bug out there. It's classified. Nobody's going to know who dropped it, but the information's out there. And now we have the information. Now we have the PDF, which will be released. Assange will be released. Bannon made a big, big, big mistake. Here's the problem with Bannon. Bannon tried to align with Miles Kwok. Miles Kwok, people probably don't know who he is, but the Chinese billionaire who should be in China. He is the rook. He is the main piece when it comes to this North Korea strike. This Zuma payload that's going to be fulfilled by SpaceX, which launches, which we're going to get into orbit, is going to do something for DOD that I can't get into, that will make the North Korea act plausible and not as catastrophic as people are worried about. Also, it's going to give us the green light with China. We're going to give them Miles Kwok, and we are going to get the green light to take out North Korea, as me and you talked about many months ago. Bannon in some weird, I don't know what happened. I think I do know what happened because I've seen some emails and some PDFs. They were attempting to pull off the 25th against 45. Obviously, that didn't happen, and they thought they were dealing with an idiot. This is serious. This is happening right now.
Well, I know Roger Stone is much more than he seems, obviously, and he's been down at Mar-a-Lago. I'm going to leave it at that. And he 6 months ago, 8 months ago, I was like, shut up about Kwok, 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 Kwok. And then the Chinese president came and they said, give us Kwok and then we'll back you on the North Korea. And Stone knew that back before it was even on the news. And he just has been obsessed with it. And then he brings it up every time he talks to the president. And the president's so busy, he's like literally like, what, that guy hadn't been yet? I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
Well, the issue was they were double dealing Bannon, Tillerson. Tillerson's the next. What they don't understand is...
Well, that's what... Okay, I'll just say it. Stone told me that Bannon was going to be out 6 months ago because of intelligence operations getting caught up by the Chinese, and then it was basically forbade from talking about it, but now it's basically out. And I was like, absolutely, I don't want to come out and say Bannon's in bed with the Chinese. Are you kidding? But that's the word, and I just, it sounded crazy to me, and now look at this.
So then, you know, you have Trump coming out, and I can't get into certain things that are going on, but, yeah, there are operations protecting the...
Yeah, just because that clock guy is running around shooting his mouth off about China, that's the biggest Trojan horse I've ever seen. You can take one look at that guy. Sorry.
What could be said about Steve Bannon that hasn't already been said about Karl Rove, and what could be said about Karl Rove that hasn't already been said about Vannevar Bush? Yuck. The Silicon Valley Sultans had to fall in line, and Elon Musk did, because they saw what happened to the actual Sultans in Saudi Arabia. And as we spoke about months ago, the viewers could pick it up. I told everybody, first year salvage, second year savage. And what we're seeing right now is nothing short of remarkable. And I'm just telling you right now, Kwok will be extradited, and Assange will be in the United States within about a week, and that's going to be a switch that's going to happen. And, you know, here's the last thing. So I left Casablanca yesterday in Morocco. I had to go there for certain things. But Elon Musk is a patriot. Assange is a patriot. Elon Musk has a lot of interest in the Sahara and making huge solar farms as he does in Australia. And I can tell you right now that Musk is a fan of yours. I could tell you the same way. Maybe you didn't know who I was back then, but Farrakhan was a fan of yours. The problem is the image, and they think, you know, all the...
No, I'll just say it now. It wasn't off the record, but I just... I can't even get into it. I mean, that's incredible. Hold on. Stay right there. We'll be right back on the other side with our real Q. Enough. Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This isn't a game. It's not a drill. It's not make-believe. We're not LARPing here. This is not live-action role-playing. This isn't fantasy land. This is the real world, and Zach is a real high-level intelligence source whose information has just continued to turn out to be stunningly good, and that's why the FBI has come and questioned him once and taken him to the military base the other time and held him and then released him. And I think it's important that people understand that people like Assange and people like Zach put themselves at great risk in just defense of basic human liberty. Meanwhile, Republicans asked DOJ for criminal probe of ex-British spy Steele, who penned Trump dossier that's now admitted to be fake by Steele. And Grassley's also calling there's a new criminal investigation of Hillary. It's all happening, and Eric Schmidt had to leave. Let's get into other tidbits you haven't hit on and why Schmidt had to go and the big shakeup, because they're still censoring, but the word is they've been told by the head of the FCC publicly and privately that they better stop or they're going to break up Google, Facebook, and Twitter. So truly anonymous intelligence source. Zach, please continue. Now back to the U.S. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's a Spectre bug. Like I said, we call them Silicon Valley Fulton. They figured it out. You know, Musk kind of leaped the way there, but we're not messing around here. And so let me just get into this one because I missed this point. I should have probably started with this. Huma Abedin, I don't know if you remember like our call a couple weeks ago, but we made the HRC Huma-Obama connection there. Make no mistake, Huma's going to be indicted. Huma's going to be prosecuted. Sessions is doing some... First of all, Sessions is compromised. Sessions is very compromised. Tillerson is very compromised. And when this spectrum bug comes out, the PDFs come out, it's not going to come from an individual person, but they would just be published, and then you'll be able to report them. So that is what it is. But with that being said, he understands the writing's on the wall there, and they got 19 new prosecutors looking into all the field indictments and Huma's done. But the problem is the stuff, Huma's the Awan brother connection. And with the Awan brother connection, they're the damning emails, the Spectre bug.
Sure, I don't want to interrupt you, but what about this fire in their bedroom? A firebombing.
Okay, you want to know about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, so that's double barbed, and people will know what that means. They're not untouchable, and a lot of people aren't happy with them, so something happened there. Of course, I know nothing about that, but something did happen there, and it was an attempt to burn or get rid or destroy certain evidence, hardware, and even hard files that they had, and play some sort of weird game. But make no mistake, they had internal security that was like very tight there, but they were attacked. They were attacked, and they were just letting them know on Seth Rich's birthday, that make no mistake, we're coming at you, and you're coming at you hard. And when it comes to Obama, and I'm sorry if I'm jumping, but when it comes to, because this is all connected, the HRC fire, she's done, Huma's done. Huma will be the end of HRC. That was a big problem for her, but we got the emails through Spectrum. It's all done. But the Obama Foundation, this guy is all around the world doing this and this, this and that. The Obama Foundation's got a real problem. Barack Obama's got a real problem on his hand. He promised to close Gitmo. It's kind of fitting and kind of poetic that he didn't close Gitmo. That was one of his promises that he didn't do. And funny enough, depending on how you look at it, some of his closest allies are going to end up being there, hated or not.
Amazing. other big points you'd like to make, or just talking to your colleagues, just the general sense of where this battle to restore the Republic is right now?
Okay. So this is the second year we're getting into 2018 with Trump. Trump puts out the tweet. And Trump, you know, they criticize him for Twitter. And they criticize him for having some, I guess you could call them deep state or left behind actors or whatever. But
well, they criticize whatever's over the target.
Well, Trump tweets, and this is out there. You know what makes a good movie? Good actors. He played Bannon. He played Tillerson. He's playing Haley. He's letting them, he's working them for what they were. It's not going to be that bad, but your political careers are over. And they're done. Bannon is a special case because he's especially crazy. Like, he's actually out of his mind. And when you see the PDFs, the emails of people he's talking about, and you'd be surprised. You would be surprised who he's talking to. We know he's talking to Miles Kwok, but Miles Kwok, we have to understand, he wasn't even on the radar for a little bit, but Vice Media, so Vice Media puts out a piece on this extradited Chinese billionaire. It's this puff piece of how he's this great guy in China, so terrible, and blah, blah, blah. And it's Shane Smith's Vice doing this. It's Shane Smith that has to sit down with Barack Obama and talking about his foundation.
Sure, it's a key operative.
It's intense, and I don't know if Gavin would talk about it, but just look.
Obviously, he comes off to me as a straight up Chinese communist agent. I don't even think he's a double dealer like they're trying to sell on the media.
I even admire individuals like Anthony Bourdain. Like, I like the show. It's an entertaining show. But when you talk about Hemlock, and if you watch into some of the other episodes where he opens the season at Shanghai and says, I think the new language of the world will be Mandarin. And it's like, what are you talking about? And where does he work now? It's like he worked at CNN. And I think...
Sure, it's a sellout to China. The globalists bet everything on China. It's not going to be the Chinese century. Okay. It's going to be the new American century.
It will. And, okay, so this is another one, and this is a big one. And this is what's going to come out next week. So let's not lose sight of Ambassador Jack F. Matlock, Jr. Jack F. Matlock, Jr. was an ambassador to Russia back in the 70s when we were having this issue with the falling USSR into becoming Russia. And he speaks prophetically about how they will do what they are doing now. And Trump has spoke about Matlock in meetings in some places and stuff like this, but let's not like lose sight that the U.S. like the transition between the USSR into what Russia is today is not like that long of a historical leap. So there's stay behind communists that are not so happy that the Soviet Union became Russia. And if we could understand that, a lot of this stuff starts to make sense. The problem is that we have a real president in, and they thought they were going to pull off the 25th on 45. But the only thing that resembles 25 is 25,000 Dow Jones. So they are all duped, and they are done.
That's right. 25,000 in the stock market trumps the old 25th Amendment. Absolutely.
Okay, and here's another little tidbit, and I have to pick, I'm sorry if I'm jumping, there's just a lot going on, and it's hard to get on sometimes, but, and Trump also uses the word pockets, in parentheses, pockets is very important, because it means we're cutting off the funding of Alawid and everything else, notice the timetable, notice that Schmidt steps down, all the stepping down, when the executive order happens, when Sessions, puts forward these new prosecutors, and all of a sudden Bannon loses his mind. This isn't a coincidence. The executive order has a lot to do with Bannon because with the specter bug, some of the emails are pretty damning. They were going to claim he was crazy in the second year. They were going to push Trump. They were going to push Pence. They were going to thought.
Let's talk about the 25th Amendment plan with their moles that blew up in their face, according to all the evidence that's mounting. With you straight ahead, we're bringing Millie Weaver in to finish up, and then she's got her big report. Stay with us. We'll be back. Spread the live links, folks, and local radio stations. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
All right, we've got loaded phone lines. We've got Mike Cernovich coming up. Riding shotgun with us here is Millie Weaver, our great InfoWars reporter. And she's been out on the street looking ahead at 2018 and 2020 and Trump's tweet storms about election fraud and voter ID, which have been proven absolutely on target in triplicate. So that's coming up as well as Millie rides shotgun with me into the next hour with Mike Cernovich. But going back to Zach, who, again, is a major whistleblower, gives us really great just analysis And he's not giving us anything secret. He's just giving us analysis and his view, and he's been really accurate so far. And you see the storm that's here. Let me ask you to finish your points, and then I've got a few questions, and Millie has some here. But first, what do you make of QAnon and that stuff that's going on? What do you make of the stuff going on at 8chan? Zach?
Let me be very careful when I say this. QAnon is not singular, it's plural. It's pillars holding up a platform that is the Republic of the United States.
Okay, very interesting. Other key points you want to get across people about what's going on behind the scenes?
I guess what I'm trying to say by that is it's not like one individual with one phenomenon or...
I understand it's a consortium of people.
It's very few. Less than you could count on one hand.
Yeah.
But it's holding up something very important. And do you remember like memes like a little bit ago?
Yes.
About Trump being, first of all, like one of his most business savvy assets was Vince McMahon of the WWF.
Yes, smacking down CNN.
Right, smacking down CNN. But what that represents is the WWF, the World Wrestling Federation, which is full spectrum dominance, which is perceived combat. It's not combat. It's scripted. Right. So when you see this wolf crap, when you see this Bannon stuff, they bring this wolf to the White House. Let Bannon show his true colors. Let him lose his mind. Let his blood sugar rise. Let him get a little sloppy. Let's see where you're really at. Go make your deal with Miles. Try to get a couple more million for Breitbart. There's people out there who got the PDFs and the information. And I don't know what you're thinking. The 25th Amendment push didn't work. So what would you do if you were him? If you were an out of shape, out of your mind individual who thought that Donald Trump was going to crap his pants, and then you find yourself in a situation where that's not the case, and you're an egomaniacal sociopath who has to line his pockets and who's envious of InfoWars, and I have some interesting emails for you to read about that as well.
Well, I know this. My gut told me not to meet with Bannon.
Trump sees it. Trump sees it. You have to understand. Trump sees it. It's not like, this isn't like a closed room with four or five people where it's like, okay, you go do this. Like the White House is like this huge apparatus where like this is not like, you have to understand the lay of the land. Like,
You know, I haven't gotten a call from Trump in months, and he has to literally sneak away to call people, but... it's more genuine than I've seen him in his other phone calls. Other people, he's very genuine, but Trump really likes the excitement of taking the globalist on, and for them to claim, oh, he didn't really want to win and all this crap. I mean, Trump is like, keep attacking, never stop. We're going through. I'm not going to let you down. We will turn the country around. We will get it done. And it's like he's reporting to me, and I'm not saying that as a power trip. When he came to my audience, and that was the kickoff, and we all knew it was going to happen there. When he came to my audience, he was saying, I will not let you down. He was literally being honorable and saying, I'm ready for the mission.
He's a man of his word, and that counts for a lot in the political sphere because we've never seen that before. Most of the times we get politicians, puppets, whatever. They lie to us, tell us what we want to hear, and then they go
well,
in there.
It was
there,
the opposite of a narcissistic power trip about him. He's just making it about him as a logo to beat them trying to kill his image as a figurehead. That's why they hate it, because he's rebuilding it every day as they try to destroy it. But I'm just saying, when it comes down to it, he's into the thrill of the mission we're all on together. Exactly. That's the thrill for Trump. It's not about narcissism. He makes fun of himself. It's all a big joke when it comes to him. But when it comes to the country, he's for real. That's why they call him mentally ill, because he goes, he really cares. I'm sorry, Zach. Go ahead.
There was no term fake news before the Trump phenomenon. So why not let the wolf in the White House? This dude is going to self-implode. I mean, look at him. And you look at Bannon and anybody who sat down with him. I mean, I don't care, because what they did to Breitbart, I'm aware of what they did to Breitbart, and wait till we get the PDFs out. But Bannon is no Breitbart just because he happens to be there now. He's a slob. He's out of his mind. He thought he could be Karl Rove, but Donald Trump's not George W. So, and he made that very clear during one of the debates. And
You know, Zach, I kind of have a question that's been on my mind because I was listening to you earlier and you were talking about North Korea. And we all know the globalists want to take Trump out. But there's been a lot of stuff that the mainstream media has been pushing with almost foreshadowing headlines that somehow Trump's going to be boisterous and North Korea is going to attack us.
Yeah, could they try to use the 25th Amendment to get rid of Trump via North Korea?
But is there also something, do you know of any information out there in the back channel of the globalists actually plotting to work with North Korea to have North Korea attack us in some way that it can be blown up in Trump's face?
What this is truly, and this is, that's a great question, Lillian, and what this is like, it's truly a sad situation because this is a generational plan that's been going on, and they spoke about the armistice, anybody who's been in South Korea and the DMZ, like I was stationed over there for a bit. This has been going on for like 50 plus years, right? So it's like, eventually something had to occur, and they were invoking strategic patience. But when it came to Trump and he said, hey, you know, what happened at 9/11? What's happened with our foreign policy? What's going on here? Eventually it had to come to an end. And once we realized how big of a pawn they were being used in the global scheme of things, it was important. And I made a call and I said, North Korea, Yemen, and Iran are all connected. There will be no kinetic war with Iran because the war is going to happen in the streets as we're seeing now. North Korea is going to be... There's going to be a strike in North Korea. There's just no way around it, and it's terrible, but it's going to be limited. It's not like, you know, completely
wiped out. Yeah, we'll see what the Russians and the Chinese do.
Do you think it's possible that we could see North Korea strike South Korea, and that could blame on Trump?
So I opened the call for this, and this is the most important thing, and this is the inside information that people have to, you know, pick up the crumbs or connect the dots. This SpaceX Falcon 9 with the Zuma payload. What happens in North Korea? You know, they have all this stuff. They have all this capability. What if they don't have any power? What if we have like the most sophisticated EMP over their country where they can't retaliate, and we come in with covert operations, take out the power leaders? Do you think what human being on the planet wants to be a slave? They're in fear. So if we could come in, if we could stop their capability, if we could remove their power, show the prosperity, and allow a true transition of real leadership to happen there, that's possible, and that's possible only because of the technology that we have nowadays in Silicon Valley falling in line. We're not talking about complete annihilation. We're not talking about a nuclear attack like we've seen 60 years ago, 70 years ago. We're talking about sophistication, the lights shut off, people are gone, they wake up and they say, you know what, life sucks there. It's been sucking for a long time, and guess what? I would like a better life, and it doesn't have to be kinetic. We have the capability, and with SpaceX and with what we're doing, it does not have to be kinetic. It will be deadly at some level because there are people who are just fully in, but this is beyond
comprehension. Make no mistake, turning the power completely off, even though they don't have it in most of the countries, and kill a bunch of people. But they're already living hell.
But let me make one thing clear. This Zuma mission... It's U.S. Air Force. It's U.S. Air Force in there, but it's SpaceX delivering the capability. It's called Crew Dragon. What did Trump talk about? Fire and fury. Fire and fury like the world has never seen. What is a dragon? I don't think people understand what's going on. We're living in a real-life movie that's never been sold. This is unbelievable. It's not like, yeah, they are brainwashed, but they're not completely gone. There will be a strike. There will be absolute warfare. But something's going to occur where their capability is completely smashed. 3 days ago, they did it. I don't even know if it's been reported. 3 days ago, they had a test in North Korea that was, quote-unquote, foiled, and their own missile crashed on a city of themselves. Okay, so they hit themselves with the missile because they had a failed missile test. The people, they're not going to go along with this. This is all happening. This is 2018.
Well, more than that, they've got all the particle beams on the jets. They can shoot those missiles down.
I got one more point.
I'll come back and we're going to get to her big report. Thank you. This is powerful.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live, Billy Weaver riding shotgun with me into the next hour, part way with Mike Cernovich, the journalist, investigative reporter. And we've got Zach here with us. Just such grave information we're talking about. And everything Zach's ever talked about here with us is either public domain or it gets verified. And it's a perspective into some of the things that are going on. I think we're going a little bit over the edge here with him getting into payloads on missiles and on rockets. I'll tell you, there's all sorts of stuff like that up there. Just what they've accidentally leaked. You know, they had that stuff up there in the late 70s. Star Wars didn't begin until they branded it that in the 80s. But before, it was just a Space Command, which they just announced officially a few years ago. It's been around since they formed NASA. NASA is the public name of Space Command, and that is the real clandestine breakaway government that Trump has been hinting he wants to now open up to the general public and take us light years into the future. But that's a whole other subject and a whole other area. I just know the stuff I was told about family that worked in some of those areas was that the stuff they saw in the 60s is what we have basically now.
They're hiding technology, essentially. Supposedly, I've heard that there's this museum of things that'll never be, because it's like hoarded technology and information that essentially has been bought, and the patents have been bought, and it's essentially technology that would free people.
It's known as disruptive technology. And there's kind of an allegory at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark where the Ark goes in, there's a whole warehouse and that stuff. And that's basically what it is. And the argument for the total surveillance is we've got such high-tech weapons and systems, we've got to surveil what everybody's doing to keep control. But then they're randomly gene-splicing everywhere and doing all this insane crap. It's devilish. It's a race to become God. I told everybody this, and now Elon Musk is blowing the whistle and sounds exact word for word what I'm telling you, because he didn't get it from me. That's what goes on behind the closed doors.
And they pick and choose which technology they think is going to disrupt the system. Whereas look at how much iPhones have disrupted the system. Disrupts our regular life.
That'll help us and call it disruptive, and everything that is disruptive, they roll out. It's always inversion, because that's their system. Exactly. We're going to continue, Millie, because you're here because I wanted to hear your great report, but I'm running on, and we've got to get back to Zach. Zach, go ahead and finish up, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, whether or not you think it's overstretched and makes a mistake, it's public information. Look at the Air Force and the DOD contracts that have been fulfilled by SpaceX. Nobody else, SpaceX. So we're a dead together, whether we like it or not, and I can tell you firsthand that Elon Musk is a patriot. I can tell you firsthand that Assange is a patriot, and I can tell you that if Hillary Clinton had became president...
You can just look at Assange, and he looks genuine and smart. It's like
Let me hint to it.
Go.
I can tell you firsthand that Assange and Musk are on our team. They are aware of you. They are fans of you. But like anybody else, they run in circles where it's like, you know, people want to be popular, this and this, and some things are sensational. And it's the same thing with Farrakhan. He said this. He said that. I said, you just got to listen to what he's really saying. Like, imagine having the information and knowledge of Alex. Like, let me bridge that gap when we could do that. And look what we've done. Look what we've completed in this week in Cape Canaveral when this SpaceX launch takes off, Operation Zuma. You know, what is this, the most successful president ever? This is 45, okay? On Christmas Day, you have the Secretary of Defense tweeting out an image of, Washington crossing the Delaware. And I was in Morocco on the 25th. I couldn't spend the 25th in America. And I can tell you right now, on the 27th, we had some specific individuals connected to the Obama Foundation, not in specifically, but his security, if you want to call it that. You want to come, and I'm going to state this right now, right? But like, just to be clear, and there's nothing problematic about this. Obama Foundation was meant to give a speech in April in Marrakesh and, late April. Sorry, that was canceled. Morocco. I'm sorry about that. But we know about the pay-to-play. We told the Majesty. We told the CEO of Mosaic in Florida. And next time you come to the Rift Mountain, and next time you come to check me, we'll see how it goes. It didn't work too well on the 27th of December, and here we are talking, so I'm doing what I'm doing.
And the money is being cut off from the how about Soros? How's that creature doing?
Jesus Christ. Soros is running for his life because they will indict him. Listen, it might not even be government sanctioned. Somebody might just get him. But Soros is, first of all, Kwok is in bed with Soros. Kwok is talking to Bannon. So right there, we have a huge problem. I don't know Bannon personally. I've seen some PDFs and some emails, but like, I thought it was all fishy after what happened to Andrew Breitbart, and I didn't want to say anything about it because, Trump actually did get elected, but I understand what he's doing now. Like, he's letting them, hang themselves. He's seeing what they're doing, and it's only he's going into the second year now. But Soros is a big problem, but I'm telling you right now, the Huma Abedin emails, it was so sloppy, and it was so blatant, and with the Spectre bug, bug. We have it all mirrored. They're done. The prosecutors are out there. It's only January. Just wait till February.
How does Eric Prince tie into this? We know the intercept.
Eric Prince is a great guy. Eric is a great guy. Obviously, I know Eric well. We protect the president. What do you want me to say? You know what I'm saying? Like, this had to happen. I've said it on the show several times. It's the second American Revolution. Eric Prince is a good guy. The problem with Eric Prince is, again, with some of the spectrum stuff, and not only that, they have collection data of just, like, massive amounts of phone calls, which is, like, problematic, and emails. It's like you're talking at 11 o'clock at night with somebody. Obviously, during the heyday, when everyone was getting paid during the Halliburton days and the chain days, people were collecting money, but Eric Prince had a change of heart, or at least he seems to be pure. He seems to be at least, you know, had the president, like, you know, I don't know, seems to be protecting him, but he has a problematic past in some certain capacities. But, I mean, nobody's perfect. But as of late, as of 2 months before the election, you know, he's done great things. But I've been wary of a lot of the PNCs, and I don't work with some of those PNCs. I do my own thing, and I think really getting into that stuff. But Prince is a good guy as far as I'm concerned. Nothing too compromising, especially not in the last 12 months. And some of his operators have done great work. And,
let's say this in closing, and powerful information, because I asked Millionaire, here, and I'm being rude. She's just sitting there, but she doesn't mind. I mean, we can talk about this for hours. No, we appreciate you. But here's the point. The arrogance of the Clintons and Soros and the globalists is just delusional. But they've got to know now that there's no way they're getting away now. There's no way they're going to win. Even if they killed me, killed Trump, killed Matt Drudge, I mean, they're not going to be able to stop us now.
Okay, so Assange had it, I had it, Corsi had it. Okay, Corsi, what did Corsi say? You're going to see people fleeing the country. You're going to see suicides. You're going to see this. You're going to see that. Huma Abedin is going to play this weird, you know, we're in such this culture now where it's like, I'm a victim. Look how big of a monster my husband was, which he was, a complete freak and just a tool. But it's like, it doesn't excuse you from what you've been doing and who you know in Pakistan, and not to mention the order that's been passed. Hey, Pakistan, how about you're not getting close to $1 billion this year? How's that sound?
It's all happening. There's definitely a big war going on. All right. Thank you so much, Zach. And I'd like to talk to you sometime today, if you can, off air or tomorrow, because I've got some questions for you. And again, nothing classified. I just want to get your take on a couple things. But
after I leave this, when this launch happens on Saturday or Sunday, depending on the weather here, I got to fly into London for 2 days. I'm going to be back into the States next week. But we need to talk because we're changing the world.
Yeah,
I would love to talk to you.
Sure. Well, I mean, here's the deal. I mean, their money's drying up. I've seen it. They had operations against us that as soon as the Saudi Arabia stuff happened, man, it got cut off. And that's why, and that's why the stuff they were doing, like, suddenly went wah, 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 wah. But a bunch of their idiots, like Hitler Youth, are out there as the Russians are rolling into Berlin in 1945, and the Nazis have already fled, and they got 12-year-old kids up front. I mean, all the people at BuzzFeed and Media Matters, they're still at their machine guns, and 3 million troops are rolling in. I don't think they understand. And we're not just saying that. I mean, 3 million Russian troops, they love blaming on Russians, all the allegory, 3 million Russian troops are about to face down a 500,000 German kids.
Well, I think that they're actually going to allow Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin to take the fall. The Democratic leadership are going to back away from Hillary Clinton, allow her to take the fall, so that then whoever they run in the midterms, whoever they run during the 2020 presidential election, they can have they can claim to have a disassociation from Hillary Clinton. We've already seen with Joe Biden, who there's been a lot of talk of him running in 2020, he's actually already on his book tour, and he's been criticizing Hillary Clinton. You think, oh, why would he be criticizing? Well, he's not actually really not liking Hillary. He's trying to create a distance between himself and Hillary Clinton, because they know that absolutely, they're going to let her take the fall.
That's perfectly said. That's absolutely right. Zach, thank you so much. Be safe. All right, he's gone. We're going to come back. We're going to get your special report. Mike Cernovich would love to hear it. He loves calls as well. He's such a great guy when he hosts the show. He loves us to kind of take it over with him. He likes free-for-alls. Fourth hour coming up.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to start it. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
I want to...